Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Nagaland's lone Lok Sabha Member of Parliament, S. Supongmeran Jamir, has urged the centre to strengthen professional higher education infrastructure in the state, citing concerns over the future of Nagaland's youth. Raising the issue during the Zero Hour on Thursday, Mr. Jamir highlighted the state's high literacy rate of 95%. However, he noted that only 29% of the literate population falls within the key age group of 15 to 29 years. He said addressing this imbalance is essential for regional equity, sustainability, enable economic growth and alignment with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Pointing to a major infrastructure deficit, the MP said Nagaland lacks government-run professional higher education institutions, urging the centre to establish a central law college and a government engineering college in Nagaland to ensure youth empowerment and long-term growth.
Nagaland literacy rate is 95%, and out of that 29% is between the age of 15 and 29. Now in Nagaland, we also need to catch up with the regional equality, human resources development, economic growth, national integrations, and the coverage with the goals of Viksit Bharat 2047 with all the Northeast states. So I want to request through your chair that if the Nagaland can provide one central law college, one engineering college, because as of now, we don't have any central government college in our state.
Calling for swift action on humanitarian and developmental grounds, Mr. Jamir said the move would help unlock the potential of Naga youth and bridge the state's educational gap. Today is National Energy Conservation Day. The day is observed annually on December 14 to raise awareness about the importance of energy conservation and to highlight the nation's achievements in energy efficiency. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu will felicitate the winners of the National Energy Conservation Awards 2025 in New Delhi today. The Bureau of Energy Efficiency, under the guidance of the Ministry of Power, recognizes and encourages the efforts of industrial units and establishments in reducing energy consumption by felicitating them with the awards. The National Vector-Borne Disease Control Program has reported a steady rise in mosquito density in the state, raising concerns over the increased risk of malaria, dengue, and Japanese encephalitis. According to the Health Department, the finding emerged during a routine entomological study. More from our correspondent.
The study noted that favorable climatic conditions, stagnant water, and inconsistent community compliance with preventive measures are contributing to the surge in mosquito populations. The department stressed the urgent need for community awareness, source reduction, early diagnosis, and treatment to prevent arising cases. It appealed the public to remove stagnant water from containers around the house at least once a week, keep water containers tightly covered, and dispose of waste items. The department further recommended use of mosquito nets, including during daytime, and seeking immediate medical attention in cases of high fever. Mary Akashvani News, Kohima.
The two-day Nagaland Literature Festival 2025 concluded in Kohima yesterday. The second day featured multiple creative art activities, including readings by winners of the festival's poetry competition, Temjan Wapang Jamir, Christabel Damien, Songaror Horam, as well as short story winners, Visemenio Sekhose, Imna Jungshi Jamir, and Shyamulina Saikia. Writers and poets from across Nagaland also conducted a session titled Unraveling the Magic of Words. In a creative competition, What You Will, Muil Samuel Anar secured first place, with Sedeviko Metha and Dethosino Bio taking second and third. The festival also hosted author meet and greets, book signings, and calligraphy workshops. Prominent wrestlers from Nagaland, Venuzo Dauho and Hului Diwadio, will be in action today at the Senior National Wrestling Championship 2025 being held in Ahmedabad, Gujarat. They are among eight Naga athletes competing in the Greco-Roman style across various weight categories, with Dauho in the 97-kilogram division and Wadio in the 130-kilogram category. Earlier in the men's and women's freestyle events, Naga participants ended with their campaigns without success. And India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog during morning hours in isolated areas of Nagaland till the 18th of December. The state is likely to experience dry weather during the period. Temperatures in Kohima are expected to range between 8 and 21 degrees Celsius this week, while Dimapur is likely to record temperatures between 9 and 27 degrees Celsius. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.